Hi, and welcome to Cameron's Baptist Church Sermons Podcast. We hope you're blessed by today's message.
Good morning, church. Who was in church last week? Raise your hands. Raise your hands, don't be scared. Because I'm going to ask questions now. Why did I preach last week? You were not there, but you know. So what was the theme that I preached on? Because it's the reason I'm asking, because it's linked into what I'm going to preach now. Remembers you. And there was something specific that I preached on. Anyone?
Moses.
Yes, Moses, but there's something specific that, yes. Yeah, that's not something specific. I'm looking for something specific. I said, I keep on repeating myself. Let it go. So let go is the theme of the message, right? Because Moses' mother let go of the most valuable possession that he had, his child, right? She didn't just let it go. She just gave it to God in faith. Because she gave it to God in faith, what she had, what God did, God took it upon him. And then he made it better. I mean, he didn't make it better. He already knew what's going to happen. So he made it better even before Moses was born. But to make an example out of faith is, and then he gave it back to his people and say, look what I did. Right? So it's very important that you guys come to church. I can see from now that you guys listened to the sermon, but didn't do much about it, isn't it? Am I firing shots this morning? Does it hurt? Good, it hurts. Because it hurts me when God speaks to me about certain things that I don't do right, and then I walk away and then I don't do anything about it. And God's like, I just gave you the materials that you need to success, but you're not doing anything about it. What are you doing with your life? See, now we just come to church every Sunday and we sit in here and listen to sermons, pastors, preachers, or any other preachers that preaches. You are meant to do something with it. Otherwise, it's just you listening. You're just hearing to it, but you're not listening to the Word of God. That's a big difference. You can hear. Like most of the time, when Eve speaks to me, I'm hearing it, but I'm not listening to it. You know? And then she just tells me, like, are you listening to me? I'm like, I just hear words, you know? It's like that. You keep on hearing, but you're not really listening. It's very important that you listen to the Word of God, what God is trying to tell you. See, sometimes you put it in here, but you don't filter down to your heart. And that's another thing, you know. So I just thought that I have to deliberately push myself this morning to say this bit. Even though it is uncomfortable, I must say this because it's burning in my heart. And it goes to me too, don't forget that. I'm not perfect, but whatever I preach back to myself. I don't know how other preachers work, but I work this way, you know, because God always point the finger at me and say, you are not doing this. It's like, oh, yes, I'm sorry, Father. You know, and I'm trying to make myself better every day. All right? So, if anybody's bleeding from their heart, I'm sorry. But it must be said. Anyway, now I want to speak to this morning today of the second half of the Moses' life. So as we know, he went to the desert to live for 40 years, right? So the guy was at the time. So he lives in Egypt for 40 years. Now he lives in desert for 40 years. So how old is he now? 80 years, right? Roughly, give or take. That's what the Bible talks about. Now, while he was doing this, he was attending the sheep of Jethro. Went to the mountain of the Lord, sat in there, and suddenly a bush was on fire. So, in your normal life, what you guys do in your garden if you guys see your bush on fire? He called the fire brigade, right? You don't think for a second, guess that is God. No, no, no. You call the fire brigade. Put that fire out. Right? That's what we do. Back in the day, when these things happen in the middle of the desert, we're like, that is something supernatural happening. The reason I want to speak about this, spend a little bit of time on this burning bush is now Moses is in the presence of God. You agree? Right? And then the Bible talks about the angel of the Lord. When the Bible mentioned anywhere, just keep an eye on this one. The Bible mentioned the angel of the Lord, it is significant. If it is a angel of the Lord, it's an angel. When you say the angel of the Lord, that's Jesus himself in that bush. Alright? Keep an eye for these things in the burning, reading the Bible. So the angel of the Lord came down and then made the bush as a fire and the furnace. Now, Moses don't know. Deep. Went down to the bush. God says, stop. Yep. He said, take off your shoes. And then Moses, God says, you're standing on the holy land, the holy ground. That captured me a little bit. What does that mean? I mean, when I read a lot of commentary, a lot of authors wrote in a different way, it's the God's righteousness. You cannot step into that. But I started to see it a slightly different way. Now, Moses took off his shoes, right? And went down to his knees. See, this signifies me, you need to remember a couple of things. Moses is the only person that had a personal encounter with God. Nobody, right? Like, able to speak to God in an audible voice. That is powerful. I wish I can do that in my lifetime. I doubt it. In an audible voice. Now, when he in the front of the presence of God, he had to strip his shoes on and sat in front of God. Now, it reminds me of two things. One, we are able to go in front of the Lord today because of the sacrifice that Jesus made. Right? Now, and the second thing is, but when you do go in front of the Lord, you're supposed to be humbling yourself. You're not supposed to go in all your glory and demanding God to say what must be done in your life. You're supposed to listen to God and say, Father, what are your instructions over my life so I can follow them to the T. So that will be the success in my life. So that means I will be in the will of God. I will be doing what God is asking me to do, not what I am planning on doing. Right? So this is what represents to me personally. I don't know what your presentation is going to be when you meditate or read about it. But when you're in presence of God, make sure you humble yourself. Right? What I mean by humbling myself. Right? Number one, you need to recognize that you are not a perfect human being. Right? Number two, acknowledge that you need work. You need work within yourself. Right? Now, acknowledge the fact, the only reason, mark this down, only reason you're in the presence of God right now, because of Christ. Because when God sees you, who God sees? He sees Jesus. If he don't see Jesus in you, you won't be able to go in the presence. You have no right. You won't be able to. Only reason that you will be able to inherit at least a little piece of his kingdom is because of what Christ did on the cross. When you accept Christ into your life, God sees his son. Because he is the only worthy one. Not you. Not your flesh. Not your soul. Only his spirit that lives in you. Whoa, how good is that? Amen. Praise God. So this, I was like, it's a fresh revelation in my eyes yesterday. I was like, whoa, that's heavy. Anyhow, are you guys clear with that? Now, after this encounter, I'm sure they had a discussion which was not recorded in the Bible with Moses and God, right? So, now, Now Moses' journey starts. God gives him instructions. You're supposed to, I see how my people are suffering. So I am sending you to be the savior and go and save my people. Now, what's Moses' reaction? It's a big task. Saving Israel after 400 years is a big task. And Moses is a one person. No army, no wealth, nothing. He's got Jethro, wife, couple of kids, and few sheep. That's all he had, right? Now, he's supposed to go against who? Pharaoh. But God tells you, you know what? I am equipping you to go against Pharaoh, the Egyptian king, the most powerful man in the land at that time. Put your feet in Moses' shoes. How do you feel? It's a task that cannot be done, right? But God said, but I'm sending you. But God doesn't say that. I'm sending you and I'm telling you who I am. I'm telling you who I am. I am who he say he is. Right? I'm the one not to mess with. I'm the one who was created with heaven and earth and everything around you. And I am sending you. In fact, I am the one who created Pharaoh too. And then also he said that I am, but I'm actually not going to make it easy for you. I'm going to make it difficult for you, right? How God works is so funny, if I want to use that word. He gives you a task and then he makes it harder for you. God, why? Why would you do that? Why would you think God do that? Yeah, because God wants to say, I am God. If you can do that, you don't need me. Because that means you can do with your might, your power, your spirit is everything about you. So you become your own God. But I want to be your God, right? So I will take you over the hurdle the way I planned, the way I've designed. So therefore, all the praise comes to me. Because I am God. You need to recognize who God is. A lot of the time, we know there is God. We know there is Jesus. We know everything, the Holy Spirit that works in you. We know everything. But sometimes we forget who God is. You put God in the little box, or you ask God to sit down. And in your head, you go like, you know, you sit down. I got this. God is saying, but you're not going to succeed. You're not going to succeed because I know you're not going to succeed. Because I have a power over you and people around you and the enemy. Am I right? You guys with me so far? Amen. Now, when God gives you a plan, a vision, right? What's that need to be done? Where you heading, right? Now, what God does is, God sends the right people into your life. He sends the right people, right places, and he puts you in the right circumstances in your life. So if you just go into Exodus 2:14, it kind of tells you how when Moses was lacking, like, I can't do it, I can't speak about it, because Moses had a stutter. He's like, let my people go. Can't speak properly, right? But he said, don't worry about that. I'm going to send your brother Aaron with you so he can speak behalf of you, right? See, now, this is what you need to understand, the hidden gems in the Bible. Do you ever thought that God thought about these things in your personal life? See, every single detail, minor detail matters. See, if God has sent you on a mission or in a journey, listen to this, right? He covered every single angle that need to be covered. Even if you made a wrong footing, he covered that too. That is the confidence that you should have. It's very important that you have confidence in the Lord. in Jesus that He will take you through. But if you don't have that confidence in your journey, if you start wavering, what's going to happen is you start listening to the naysayers, the other people, your neighbor, everybody who's trying, like in job scenario, everybody giving you suggestions and idea. So you're still going to start thinking to other people. When you start thinking to other people, see, sometimes I do this. When Eve starts speaking, I'm listening to my phone, I'm watching TV. I don't really listen to what she's saying because I'm distracted by the other things. Right? See, these things happen. So that means your focus needs to be fixed on what God is saying. Even God said, God, Jay, I can't hear God's audible voice. Yes, that's correct. But He has given you the word of God. That is the one that He speaks you through. And He's given you the Holy Spirit in you to listen. But you might say, oh, I can't recognize what Holy Spirit is saying. This is not the very big ball game. You need to practice yourself. How do I know you didn't guys practice yourself? Because when I ask you what I preached about last week, you guys couldn't answer. If you don't practice yourself, walking with the Holy Spirit, living in the Holy Spirit, your life has become harder and harder because you're not listening enough. More you listen, more information will be flown down to you. When you're sleeping, make sure you plug your antenna in your head so God can speak to you. Are you guys with me? It's very important how God communicates and how God can take you through His path. Amen. And then, at the same time, like God sends help towards your way and then He plans it out, He's not going to make it difficult, we spoke about earlier on, because He wants to shine His glory on your life. Right? And also, even though God sends help, even though God covered everything for you, God don't want to make it easy for you. Why? Because He wants to have faith as well. He wants to have your faith on Him. Right? Because that you know that God had this. God got this. I'm a person who every time when I come to a situation, I don't know, from looking for new opportunities or something that new comes to my life, I tremble a little bit. I was like, can it be done? Can it be done? You know? For my head, first thing coming to my head is, if I have to do something, you know, God must be busy. He got problem worrying about you, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Iran. Why would He worry about my career? He worries about you. I tell you why He's worried about you. He said that I can hear my people's moaning and groaning. So my heart cried out for you. The Bible talks about He knows every single hair in your head. And when one falls off, He knows that too. Right? Think this for a minute. He makes the grass wither. He makes the flowers bloom. Every single bird that you see, He feeds all of that. Right? And I'll tell you how important. But when He made you, He came down to the earth. He came down from His throne and He personalized you. He made for His image. He ran His hand through you and made you. And that should be your anchor, that He loves you and He was listening to every single thing that you see. See, I was speaking to some other person the other day. He said that it's a guy in the gym. He's a Jewish man. So we're talking about the Israel-Palestine situation. But anyway, and he's like, Jabe, I don't understand how God became a man. This is where you lost me. I'm like, okay. So let me understand. So God is in Torah, because I studied the Torah. So if God is in Torah, you know He's all-powerful. It's like, yes, right? He's omnipresent, omnipotent. It's like, yes. So there is no limit for His power. It's like, yes, okay. Now, think for a minute. Now, if you think that very same God, right, cannot be whoever He wants to be, however He wants to be, that means there's a limitation to your God. And He was like, yes. So is it worthy worshipping a God like that? He was like, no. So, I mean, if you talk about all of the other religions, their gods are unlimited. So why don't you go and worship one of their gods than worshiping the God in Torah? It's like, I can't do that. Because that's how I've been taught. But it's not what you've been taught. It's about what your spirit feels. See, I told him, see, the God in the Bible, right? Christianity, the follower of Christ, right? I said, yeah. Then he asked me, oh, what denomination? I'm not following denomination. I follow Christ, right? Very simple. I said, God in the Bible says, He's all powerful. There is nothing that He cannot be. There's nothing that He cannot do, right? So that means He is unlimited power. That means He's not limited by boundaries. He lives outside the time, looking into the time. Am I right? So my God of the Bible, it's possible for Him walk on earth as a human being and also be on the throne at the same time. So this is my God. Yeah. So then you tell me now, why do you believe in the God in the Torah and why are you not believing in Christ that He is God? He stopped. He just left. Do you see what I'm trying to say? You need to recognize who your God is. So anybody come up with something like this, that is your answer. Why you should not believe in my God or your God? Because my God is who it says in the Bible. Amen? Now, the other point that I want to make is, do you realize when you started to walk with God, when you start the journey with Him, right? You become a Christian and then God, then you have a feeling of where is He going to take you, right? God gives you clues and hints, you should start doing this, you should go there, you should do that, you should get married to this person, you know what I mean? But the funny thing is, at the same time, also things get harder. When you become a Christian, when you walk in His plan and journey, things are harder. Am I right or wrong? Right? But at the same time, you can go through it. You feel stronger. Right? What you're facing is harder, but you're stronger. That means you can walk through walls. That means you can walk through the problem. See, when I was not a Christian back in the day, when the things happened in my life, I'm like running all over the place like a hedge chicken, don't know what to do. Right? Because I have not focused. But since I accepted Christ, start living a good life, that the way He wanted me to do, I became stronger, right? When the things on my way, I can see it miles away because the Holy Spirit told me, that is what's coming towards you, be ready. So I'll be ready. I'm putting on my armor. What armor is that? Armor of God. I'm putting my armor of God. I'm ready to battle. You know, couple of jab and a hook and he's gone. Right? That's how you work. Right? So what I'm trying to tell you is, as soon as you become a Christian, you become stronger. Even remember, God gives His hardest battle to His strongest soldiers. It's not my quote, I just saw it somewhere. I think it's beautiful. Right? Remember, if the battle is becoming harder to you, that means you're getting stronger and stronger. I've seen a lot of people say that God will not give you anything that you can handle. I think that's wrong. God gives you more than you can handle because He can handle anything. Am I right? If God gives you the limit that you can handle, you're weak. See, when I go to gym, what I do is if I want to become stronger, I will try and push more weights by the week. That's what makes me stronger. More pressure that I put my body in, that's what makes me stronger. That means my fiber, my blood flow, my muscle will adjust to the new weight that I'm about to push. What is your new weight that you're about to push in your life? When you do, remember, the God that who lives in you, stronger than you. Amen? Woo, I'm on fire. Jesus' name. Feel the presence of God today, right? Now, you need to remember, when these things happen, God already have a plan. God go before you. Right? Now, He send you a task, you feel stronger, but at the same time, He goes before you. He go beyond the problem and He prepare the ground for you. Right? Now, if you read Exodus 6, 1 to 6, And it talks about like this. Let's go to that scripture. Exodus 6, 1 through 6. Then the Lord says to Moses, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of country. God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. I prepared to I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty. But my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. Ooh. And also establish my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they reside as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are slaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, I said to Israel, I am Lord, and I will bring them you out from under yoke of Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm, with mighty acts of judgment. See, that tells me that is when God sets you out in a journey, he already prepared the plan for you. He set the stage for you, right? He justified you. He redeemed you. All you have to take it, go forth and take the blessing that you already have for you. Yeah, most of us, either you are delayed to recognize it or you don't recognize it. Delay is better than not recognizing, in my opinion, right? But some people don't recognize it, right? It can be a Christian, it can be a non-Christian. Most of the time, see now, this is the thing with the Christians, right? Most of you want to become Christians because you've given a shot, right? You throw in a dart, closing your eyes towards heaven. That's what you do. Because Christianity is the number one faith in the world. I'm trying to say not to say the word religion. The religion can be a lot of the other thing. Number one faith in the world. We put the faith in Christ, right? See, now a lot of the people hear about this. Oh yeah, when you believe in Christ, you can go to heaven. Right? That's true. Bible don't say anywhere because you raise your hand somewhere in a church and say, yeah, I give my life to Christ. I'm trying to live like a Christian so I can get to heaven. It doesn't say anywhere. You giving your life to Christ means you're trying to live like him. You copy his character every day. That's the only way that you will get to heaven, through Christ. Because you raise your hand, because you put a name badge as a Christian, will not get you to heaven, right? See, this is the battle that I fight. I'm asking Father every day, Father, I don't know, am I worthy of heaven? Me, I'm talking about me, right? But then God reminds you, who lives in me? He's the one worthy of heaven, not you, obviously. See, that gives me courage and confidence. And that gives me to transform my character every day like Christ. Am I right? Amen. Now, fast forwarding a little bit. Moses go to Egypt, trying to persuade Pharaoh to let my people go. Can you imagine that first conversation? Pharaoh, the king, the mighty giant, and then Moses comes in. And then the funny thing is Moses used to live in the castle. Right? It's like, oh, here comes my cousin. What do you want now? Let my people go. He said, no. Not going to happen. Right? But now, after 10 plagues and stick becoming a snake and all of that, somehow Pharaoh let the people go. Right? You guys with me? Now, even though God makes a way to you, right? Like I talked about, the life will become harder. The journey you must take is rough, right? The Bible talks about not every person can take my journey. Many will fall. Because it's narrow and harder. A rich person For a rich person, it's harder to enter the kingdom of God. But the righteous person can enter the kingdom of God, right? Even the camel can go through the... You guys heard the story, right? Now, my point is, when the time is right, when the God's timing is right, He will part a sea for you. He will take everything in front of you, take it out, and He will make it clear for you. He will part the seas for you. Right? If He did that to them, and He will do it for you. The Jews had a promise, now Gentiles have a promise because of Jesus. See how God plans works is? Jews and the Gentiles. Right? Now, see, that is the introduction of the sermon. Now I'm going to get to the meaty part. So now how this story, this from the burning bush to leading people out of Israel, how does that connect you? This was good. All right. Now, number one, you need to trust God's timing. All right. If you're taking notes, take notes. You need to trust God's timing. No matter the era that you're born into, no matter the time period that you're living in, it doesn't matter how old you are right now, or it doesn't matter how much history or the past you have. It doesn't matter if you became a Christian yesterday, it doesn't matter if you became a Christian 20, 50 years ago. None of that matters when it comes to God's timing, because His God's timing is perfect. It's not delayed, it's not early, He's perfect. But you must grow a sense of patience. You must live in the walk in the path of righteousness. You must accept the fact Christ is your Lord. You must pray and adhere and read your Bible and adhere to those words. The reason I say that is, if it's timing to work in your life, right, you need a watch, a clock, right? So what's the clock I'm talking about? I'm talking about the nudging of the Holy Spirit. More you spend time with God, more you do all of that, I kid you not, Holy Spirit will nudge you when the right time comes in. You will have this feeling. I don't know how to explain this. It's a supernatural thing. You can only recognize when you start to walk with the Lord. There's no other way you can recognize this. It's a supernatural power that works in you, will nudge you. Do it now, do it now, do it now. Now, now, now. We cannot get away. Me and my wife, we had many experiences. I think I told this before, when we buying the house, when we went to look at the house, I knew this is the house, but she had her eyes on the other house. I was like, this is the flat. How do you know? Because I saw blood on the door frame when I walked into it. I was like, what do you mean? And there's no blood. See, what I'm trying to tell you is the super, only people who spend time with God will these things come to your head. What I mean by blood on the head? Do you remember when God asked, during the Passover, God asked to put that? If you go and ask for a non-Christian or a broker, do you think he can see the blood on the cross, on the roof? No. The reason that came into my mind is because only Holy Spirit can remind you of these things. You need that? Please spend time with the Holy Spirit. I'm kidding. This is the supernatural power of God, and this is the one example. But many examples happen in my life. I acted on the time is because a scripture or something came into my mind. I knew that was God. Then knew it's God. And then also, God also give you, I don't know, this sense of feeling in yourself, there's something about to come your way. Prepare yourself. It can be about your health. It can be about your work. It can be about your children or anything. You get that feeling, something is not right. When that happened, you start to pray. You get down on your knee. You go into the presence. You start praying. Father, whatever it is, I need to know. Help me to channel it. Is any of you guys had this presence? I'm sure you guys did, but you guys ignored it. When I was young, when I was about to do something horrible or stupid, I have this feeling, don't do it, don't do it. But even I did it anyway, made a big mess out of it. If I've listened back in the day, I would have been somewhere else. But I tell you now, that word I just said now, I've been somewhere else, God uses in different ways. Now, trust God's timing. You guys with me? Right. Now, the second point that I've learned from Moses' story, you must follow the person, not the title, not the money, or not the things, right? You must follow the person. I don't know. Some of you may have problems right now at work, in your family, financially, right? Any area that you want to think of. I'm probably speaking to some other people, a few people in here, right? You have problems in some area in your life. Am I right? See, I'm betting you any money right now. You're only thinking about the problem, but not the person. What I mean by person, I'm talking about the person of Christ. See, now, when Israelis, Jews, on the way to the promised land, right? The person appears as a pillar of fire in the night and the pillar of what's in the day? Smoke during the day. All they have to do is follow him. They can see God's glory in their eyes, right? But they are so focused on their problems. I don't have water. I don't have bread. Feed me. Give me meat. Moaning and groaning and crying and whatever under the sun you can do, they did it. They even made another statue to worship another god. But you can see the God in person right there, God's glory. See, you don't see the person in front of you, but you see the other things that what's happening around you. Even the world falls apart in you. You make sure you fix your eyes on the person, not the title. You put title on for everything. I have a problem. Oh, my child is like this. My cousin is like this. My brother is like this. Oh, my money is like this. I can't do this. My work people are like this. You're mourning about everything under the sun. I do that too. But it's all about you bouncing it back. You're putting a title onto everything and say, you know, this is what I'm following right now because I don't need to follow you because I've got so much stuff to worry about. I don't have to worry about you, God, because I don't have time to pray or I don't have time to read the Bible. I don't have time to spend time with you because I don't have to spend time with all of these other problems. So where am I going to find time to with you? God says, no, you leave all of that to me and come to me. Because I saw this problem coming miles away. If you listened to me 6 months ago, 2 years ago, you would have avoided this. I'm speaking to people today. Am I right or wrong? When you have a problem, right, sometimes God already have spoken to you, but you miss the warning signs that God has given you. There were certain situations out of your control. I understand this. That's between you and God. Some things are above my head, above your head. We don't know why God does it, how he does it, because he's God. Right? Amen? Right. No. I want to give a few scriptures on the one. It says, Luke 18:22. Didn't I have it here? Who knows Luke 18:22 by heart? Luke 18:22. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. All right? That's the one. And it talks about Matthew 16:24. It says, Jesus said to him, to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Right? And another one. Mark 1:17. This is the best one out of all of them. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. See, you think everything that happened in your life is happens to you. It's not happens to you. It happened to you, but it's not happened to you. What I'm trying to tell you is whatever that happened in your life, when God's bringing you out of that misery and gives you glory, all the old people looking at you, how this person came out of all of that, so you can be a witness to the Almighty God. That is your will. That is your purpose in your life. Amen? See, you think your problem is yours. No, your problem is not yours. The problem is his problem. Right? So you think your history is not your history. It is his story over you. Amen? Amen. You're coming to the end soon. Now, what you need to understand is, even though whatever, now I said earlier on that you think because of these things that you have delayed your part, your future, whatever you have to do. But you need to understand, God have a way of catapult you into the future. Right? This is how God does it. Before that, I will read the scripture. Philippians 1:6. What does the Philippians 1:6 says? Whenever you're ready, Steve. Everybody got Philippians 1:6? Ready? He says, all the good works that I started in you, he will complete. If you know this scripture by heart, if you know this scripture that tattooed in your heart, in your flesh, if you live in this scripture, why you have this worry? Tell me. He said, whatever that he started in you, I'm not talking about you, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, anybody around you, whatever that he started in your people around you, he will complete. Even though they're going astray now, even though having difficulty, having a sickness, even though whatever the situation that they put in their life in right now, he said, I will complete. That is the promise I have on you and on the Jews and in the Gentiles, everybody around you, because he is going to complete. Amen? And this is the God that we worship. See, now, even though Moses was for 40 years in Egypt, 40 years in the desert, it doesn't matter. God said, I am going to complete what I have started in you. How it started? He started in a box, in a river, right? Because of one woman made a decision that I am going to have a faith in the Lord and I'm going to send this baby. Because I have faith in God, this baby will do great and many things. See, whatever you have in your life right now, please let it go and give it to God and then he will take it. It doesn't matter that whatever age you are, whatever the place you are right now in, he will finish that. This is the God that we worship in. Amen? Let's pray. Father God, I pray over every person's soul in today, Father. Father, whatever the place that they're in right now, whatever the situation that they're facing right now, that you will show them, you will speak to them, you will whisper in their ear, Father. You will guide them in a way that they will not understand, that you will guide them into a land that they will not understand, but your Holy Spirit will be there to communicate, Father. Father, we beg you and present you, ask of you that you will present yourself the way that we can understand you. Father God, help us to have a keen ear to listen to your word, Father. Speak to us through signs, speak to us through wonders, speak to us through word, speak to us through our neighbors, speak to us through friends, Father. No matter the media that you chose to speak to us, Father, please speak to us, Father. Because we cannot make this journey without you, Father. We know that whatever the good works that you started in us, that you will finish it, Father. Father, let us have that confidence in you, Father. Father, help me to build that confidence, Father. Help me to be strong, Father, so I can walk through hell for you, Father. Father, go, when I walk through the valley of shadow of death, Father, be there with me, Father. Be my strength, Father. Be my wings, Father. Be the drop of water that I need, Father. Father God, every single person in here, Father, you know that they have something going on, Father, because you can dig deep into their hearts, Father. You understand the way they think, the way they talk, and the way they behave in the outside world and when they're alone, Father. Some of the people in here, Father, they have closed doors and they cry out to you every night, Father. Their anger, Father. But Father, I speak to them, Father, that you will come down from your throne and then you will hug them, Father. They need your hug, Father. They need to spend time with you, Father. Father God, I pray that your Holy Spirit will come and live in them so they will understand that everything that your glory represents, Father. In Jesus' name I pray.
Thanks for listening. We hope you're encouraged by today's message. If you want more information about Camrose Baptist Church, visit our website, www.camrosebc.org.uk. Follow us on Instagram at Camrose Baptist Church and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Camrose Baptist Church Edgeware.